AM Sports Report brought to you by Hobby Habit right here in LeGrand, 411 First Street. Go check them out. They got all kinds of cool things. These Traxxas RC cars. They have Magic the Gathering cards. They do a whole bunch of special events. Joe and his team have turned the inside of that place into somewhere that's actually really cool. Go check them out. Hobby Habit, just for the fun of it. LHS girls softball had another big win on Tuesday against College Park over there in Walla Walla, 17-0. The Tigers had 16 hits in the game. They brought their record to 9-0, and I'm going to say it again. We got to start playing better teams. We do. I mean, we can't just – I think the last five games in a row, we've outscored the other team by like 100 runs. Okay? Yeah. When it comes down to playoff time, that doesn't help us. Yeah. We got to figure out a way to get better games. I mean, like, get some of these 5A teams. Where my son goes, Dallas, their team is the 5A state champion, returning state. Get a game with them.
Yeah.
Let's go play some good teams. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we can't be, you know, we can't be going to Enterprise and or, you know, Vail or wherever, Burns. Like, let's play some. I know it's hard because of travel and this and that. But if we're going to go play Philomath, if we're going to drive all the way over there to play Philomath and beat them 21-0, let's stop and play a good team, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get some experience for these girls and give them a chance when it comes to playoff time. Because that's what really matters. You're not helping either team winning a game 17-0.
Yeah,
in
but
my eyes.
But that's probably a decision made earlier in the season.
Okay? Well, they know early in the season it doesn't matter. You know what teams are going to be good.
Right, right.
So it just has to be like, hey, let's – and maybe they aren't able to get these games. I don't know that part of it, but at least try. Let's try to get some better teams on the schedule.
Yeah.
They travel to Ontario tomorrow for a GOL doubleheader, which, I mean, these games have to happen, the Greater Oregon League, because that's the league they're in. That game starts at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. And these times have been changed to beat a storm that's supposed to be coming in. So they're going to leave early. 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time is the start time for softball and baseball. You can follow the Lady Tigers on Game Changer, which is kind of cool. Game Changer is an app. You just download it. You type in LeGrand Softball Varsity. And you can follow that team. And they have a mom or a parent that streams all the games, so you can watch them right there on Game Changer for free. LHS baseball got the win at College Park as well yesterday, 14-0. They brought their record to 4-5 on the season. They play Ontario tomorrow as well, so check that out. They also have Game Changer. They don't have somebody that streams, though, so you can see the box score and everything, but they don't have a streamer. And then also, the softball team has a Facebook and an Instagram now. It's just LeGrand Softball, and it'll keep you all up to date with everything going on with the softball team. Rankings are out for NAIA track and field, and the Mounties women team comes in at 20th in the nation, while the men sit at 18th. Now, you got to understand, these Ben Welch teams are consistently in the top 25 every year, indoor and outdoor. So this is like no surprise. This is normal for us, like 18th to 20th. What we want to see is like this team claw its way into the top 10. That's what I want to see before the season's over. And we're pretty strong. I think we have the number one ranking in the steeplechase with the two steeplechase guys. And I think we're number 8 in shot put. And this is as a team. This isn't like the number one overall time. I'm talking like they take the numbers and like crunch them together. And EOU has the best steeplechase team. Or EOU has the 8th best shot put team. They travel to NNU this weekend on Saturday for the NNU invite and the Larry Byerly invite. The EOU softball team is in Montana this weekend against Carroll Friday and Saturday. The Friday games are 2 and 4 p.m. and the Saturday games are at 11 and 1. And then baseball, like I said earlier, has OIT, who's ranked at home this weekend. Those games are down here at Optimist, and they are at 11 and 2 on Saturday, and then 11 and 2 on Sunday, with Sunday being senior day for the Mounties. And this Mountie baseball team is a lot better than it was the last couple years. So get out there and support these guys, man. It's their senior day this weekend, and they're playing a really tough OIT team. So it should be some good baseball. EOU Women's Lacrosse hosts Corbin on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and that'll be their senior day too for the EOU Women's Lacrosse ladies. And lacrosse has been tough in La Grande. I don't talk about it a lot, but we've kind of struggled. We have one program win in history in 3 years, and it really wasn't even a real lacrosse game. It was 7-on-7, and lacrosse is not 7-on-7. And we've just struggled, and I don't know where it goes from here. I've heard some talks, and I would love this. But I would love, and not to say anything bad about women's lacrosse, but I want EOU, and I've talked to a few people, not gonna say any names, and there's nothing confirmed, but I would love to see beach volleyball come to EOU. There's a beach volleyball team at CLI, Southern Oregon, Warner Pack, Corbin. I mean, all the teams in our conference, except for us, basically, have a beach volleyball team, and I think we have the athletes to put together a pretty good beach volleyball team. I mean, our volleyball team's real good. Granted, it's not the exact same, and sometimes it's different girls that play, but I think just the volleyball attitude and the volleyball culture at EOU would lend well to a beach volleyball team. AM Sports Report brought to you by Hobby Habit. Go check them out just for the fun of it.